this goes here, and then here. It's falling apart here.
Britta Steinberger has her hands full. She's weaving a small basket using a mix of traditional and less traditional materials.
This is spruce root here, and this is cedar bark right there. This is a tomato paste can with tape around it.
Steinberger is a special education teacher in Juneau, but now she's the student in a week-long seminar for teachers put on by Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Leading the basketry lesson is Ilskialis Dolores Churchill of Ketchikan. She's been teaching weaving since the 1970s.
Actually, I was my mother's assistant at the beginning and didn't teach until after she died. Even though I taught evening classes, she still sat in the classroom to make sure I was teaching correctly.
Her mother was Haida weaver Selena Paradovich. Churchill also studied with Tlingit and Tsimshian weavers, learning how to make baskets, hats, and regalia. She says there's a lot more to it than just mastering skills.
Basketry is not just basketry. You're out harvesting in the forest, and you learn to respect the animals that are there because you know that when you're in the forest, this isn't where you belong.
Churchill says it's not hard to get kids excited about weaving because it's so much fun. And that's good news for teachers of a subject that could use some livening up, math.
All basketry is math, right from the beginning.
To back her up on this, with her at the workshop is mathematician Shapna Mukhopadhyay.
Everybody's life has mathematics plays a role in it, sometimes overtly, sometimes covertly. And how do you unearth that and bring it to foreground and make people realize that they have this fantastic tool and they don't need to be afraid of that?
Mukhopadhyay is a special kind of mathematician. She studies the culture of math and math learning. She's an ethno-mathematician, and she thinks a lot of people's dislike of math comes from how it gets taught, just numbers and equations that have nothing to do with real life.
When the cultural artifacts and cultural knowledge system is integrated together, that's when a lot of the fear could be erased more or less right away, and they get curious about the mathematics, and they learn it better differently.
Take, for example, basketry. Mukhopadhyay says weaving a basket can help students get a hold of concepts like measurements, proportions, and geometry, and see the links between them.
It's a nice flow from one to the other, instead of being so, you know, disconnected, like in a textbook.
There were 15 teachers at the workshop. They came from local schools in Juneau, but also Klukwan and Cake. For Naomi Love, a teacher at Juneau's Yakuska-Dakahiti Alternative High School, just as important as the math lessons is the opportunity to disrupt typical classroom power dynamics. Many of her students are Alaska Native, and she says she wants to be culturally responsive.
And also, if I'm doing something like basket weaving that I'm a novice at, and they have watched their auntie or maybe done it themselves, and they can come and show me, that's so empowering for them. So being able to know enough to take it into the classroom, but then struggle kind of with the kids through it, it's great.
Love says she's especially grateful for the special seminar after years of budget cuts at the school district. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.